7 o'clock here on KALW San Francisco. Time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Your moderator tonight, Joshua Cosman, joined by Mark Ryder and Daryl Garrison.
And thank you very much, Jean Marie, and welcome to everybody for another installment of Minds Over Matter here on Sunday night at KALW 91.7 on your FM dial or KALW.org, anywhere in the known world, if you have internet access, which many of us do at this point. As you have noticed, Dana is not here tonight. Dana is in Kuala Lumpur, traveling around, gathering notes for his upcoming memoir called Travels in Kuala Lumpur. And I'm sitting in for him. My name is Joshua Cosman. With me tonight, Mark Ryder and Daryl Garrison, two new or newish members of the Minds Over Matter team. But the format's going to stay the same. We're going to ask a bunch of questions about sports, politics, history, literature, geography, movies, music, current events, let's see, financial standings of famous people, anything else that may come to mind. We're going to ask you to call in and answer those questions and try to stump us with some of your own. Because as you've heard by now, if you've listened to this show before, we are a call-in radio show, which actually means that we're nothing without you. And the way to do that is to call us at 415-841-4134. Again, the number is 415-841-4134. There's also a toll-free number, but that is seems to be secret information at this point. We've got a team of interns out looking for that number, which Dana knows by heart and always says at the top of the hour, but I don't, and I don't have it here. But for the moment, you can call on the 415 number. Also, you can email Dana at mindsovermatter1. That's mindsovermatter, the number one, at gmail.com. Someone beat him to Minds Over Matter, and that's the way his life goes. But we're here to have fun anyway, and we can do that only if you call in and join us. But we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. Here's the first. Mark Ryder, your friendly neighborhood periodontist, is here tonight not to answer your dental questions, but rather to join in the quizzing festivities with some stumpers from the non-dental world.
And I'd like to introduce Daryl Garrison, who's been on six game shows, some of which actually aired over the past 20 years.
Thank you, Mark. And our guest moderator, Joshua Cosman, offered money to Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about their tryst, but she was adamant that she had no intention of destroying her reputation by letting that information out.
And that's us, and we'll start the questioning with Mark.
Okay, thank you, Josh. I know you don't like to do hardcore sports questions, so I thought I'd do a little softball sports question to start off with. Many of you who watch the Winter Olympics, and particularly who watch the figure skating competition, may have noticed that there was a major rule change this year in all the four figure skating disciplines. What was that major rule change?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Let's think of it out. We've got figure skating, you say?
Yes.
They changed the rules.
Yes. One major rule. And again, if you've watched Olympics in the past, you would have really noticed this rule change.
That's fitting.
That doesn't apply to me, does it? Is that you, Daryl? Mm. Are you the Olympics skate watcher guy? All right, let's logic this out, because there must be some way to understand this.
Anything to do with clothing?
I'll tell you, you're on the right track. It had to do with presentation.
Is it about the music?
It is about the music.
No more classical music on the... No, nothing but classical... No.
Oh, that's right.
It's something to do with... So there's a... Oh, they... Hmm.
Maybe the opposite. No more, like, pop music?
Oh, they played all sorts of music in their figure skating programs.
No more Broadway?
Oh, they certainly did
so
Broadway.
So it's not a style... It's not a style restriction. They changed the...
Something about the music, yes.
All right, I think we're flailing here, yeah. But we got it. We advanced the ball a little bit, 5 yards. Would we say, is that a sports metaphor that we could use in this context?
I think you're in the red zone now, and I think one of our callers will probably get
it. All right, if you know the answer, so there's been a rule change. to the ice figure skating in the Olympics in the last year. Mark knows what it is. Daryl and I don't, but we figured out that it was something to do with music. If you know the answer, call us now. 415-841-4134 is the number to jump right in. And brand new information from our team of interns. The toll-free number, if you don't want to pony up a dime, is 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255. Both of those numbers will get you into the studio, and we do have some lines open now. It gets a little busy later on in the show, so call in now with your questions or answers. Daryl, why don't you pitch us something a little?
Well, Dana asked me to bring 20 college football questions, so here's
the first four.
All right. Okay. Whom do these actresses have in common? I'm giving them chronologically. Selma Hayek, Uma Thurman, Nicole Kidman, Jennifer Lopez. Whom do these actresses have in common? I'm giving them chronologically. Selma Hayek, Uma Thurman, Nicole Kidman, Jennifer Lopez.
I'm thinking... Well, Selma Hayek, I'm almost thinking biographical films.
That's
no,
one.
No.
This isn't...
Whom?
This isn't
whom?
Harvey Weinstein, is it?
No.
All right, because...
Okay, my wife actually
the first,
thought that. Right, yeah,
the first,
yeah.
Well, the first two, I thought, oh, no, please
no,
don't
not
go
Harvey.
There. All right. But it's something to do with roles that they've played on screen. Question mark.
Go back to the whom. We're looking
whom
for
do they,
a whom.
There's a single person that they've all been married to, like Tom Cruise.
Chronologically, Selma Hayek, Uma Thurman, Nicole Kidman, Jennifer
Lopez.
No,
yeah. There's a dude involved here.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not A-Rod, is it?
It is not. A-Rod, Uma A-Rod.
Right.
Huh. Is it a romantic entanglement?
No,
it's not. All right, so there's some... person that they all have in common.
Yeah, it has to do with what's up on screen, not off screen.
Good, mm-hmm. Good. Well, we don't know. Give us the question one more time.
Sure.
And
whom do these actresses have in common? I'm giving them chronologically. George Clooney. Oops. There you go.
Okay. So what they co-starred with George Clooney in something?
First four films.
Yeah, From Dusk Till Dawn, Batman and Robin, The Peacemaker, Out of Sight. So sorry about that.
That's okay.
Let's
do you want to take
let's do another movie question.
Again? Sure.
Yeah. This guy directed actors to Oscar nominations in all four categories the same year. Best actor, best actress, best supporting actor, best supporting actress, then did it again the next year.
Wow. Okay.
This guy directed actors to Oscar nominations in all four categories in the same year. Best actor and best actress, best supporting actor, best supporting actress. Then did it again the next year.
That's incredible. Now,
sounds like Billy Wilder.
No.
Was it a single movie in each year that got four?
Yes,
a single movie that got four
one
nominations.
Movie.
So
yeah.
What are the ones that get, I mean,
is,
oh, so it's
than
Mike,
Billy
Nichols.
Hmm?
Mike Nichols.
More recent than Mike Nichols.
More recent than Mike Nichols.
What are the movies that have gotten, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 Oscar acting nominations?
Woody Allen?
More recent.
Wow.
Huh. Well, a movie that has, yeah, this is a good one. I'm stumped. No?
I'm stumped, too.
All right. Read it again, this time without giving the answer,
okay.
And we'll leave it to callers.
Okay. George Clooney directed... No, just kidding. This guy directed actors to Oscar nominations in all four categories for one movie in the same year. Best actor, actress, supporting actor, supporting actress. Then did it again the next year.
Remarkable. If you know the answer to that, if you know the answer to Mark's questions, if you've got questions of your own to call, stump us, now's the time to call. Let's go to a call right now. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Paul from Belmont.
Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Thanks for calling. What do you got for us?
Hey, so for the first, I think it's the first question on the Olympic music, it would be the loud voice or vocalization with the music.
That is absolutely correct.
Great.
That had been against the rules before?
That had been against the rules. You could only do music without vocals.
Interesting. All right. Well done, Paul. You had a question for us?
Nope, that's it.
All right.
Thanks for staying on the air all this time. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks so much for calling in. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. It's Justin in San Francisco.
Hi, Justin.
Hi. I was going to answer the first question.
Answer the second one instead.
I got it right, so I gave myself a bell.
There you go.
But I also want to try guessing on the question about the director who directed the best actors and actresses
ahead,
and supporting actors. Was it Guillermo del Toro?
No, but you were close.
Oh. Was it Iñárritu? Are we talking Mexican directors?
Oh, not Mexican directors, but close as far as the era.
Oh, okay. Guillermo del Toro.
All right. Well, great show, everybody. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Justin. And I'm going to give you a sort of a longish question that we can stretch out all night. This is something I've been doing. I've sort of a hobby horse that I've gotten on in the last few shows. There are currently in the United States, I did this before with actors and actresses. Now I'm going to do it with U.S. senators. There are 24 senators in the current U.S. Senate, with one asterisk, whose last names are common English words in the dictionary. So, for example, Barbara Boxer, if she were still in the Senate, she would be on this list because Boxer is a common uncapitalized word in the dictionary. There are 24 of them. I looked them up on the fly, and I realize I don't remember the name of the woman who was just named to succeed Thad Cochran in Mississippi. So she may be on the list, but I can't remember her name. But aside from her, there's 24 of them.
I do
have
the other 23. I'm ready to give you that answer.
So take a bunch.
No.
Go ahead, no, boy.
What do you got?
What do we have? Let's see. We have to sort of go state by state here. Rubio is not a proper noun.
Not a common noun.
No. It's not a common noun. Okay.
Right.
Radio loves dead air.
I was going to say, if you want to think out loud, you know. Mm-hmm. Nah?
Well, that's the thing. Right. I'm going state by state.
While we're thinking of this, why don't we take a call? Or why don't I put out another question while we're waiting for a call? This is a simple one. Let me ask you this. What are the first and last items on an alphabetical list of national capitals?
Okay. On the list of national
Addis Ababa.
Very close, but not quite right.
Okay.
There's one above it.
Abidjan?
No. Abidjan is no longer the capital.
Oh, right. Of Nigeria. Let's see.
You scared me for a minute there.
Okay.
Yeah? All right. While you're thinking about that, I'm going to just restate these questions and we'll go to a call. We're looking for the 24 U.S. senators whose last names are common uncapitalized English words in the dictionary. We did this a few weeks ago with best actor winners, best actress winners. Now I'm on to senators. I could do this all day. And also looking for the first and last entries on an alphabetical list of national capitals. If you know the answer to either of those or any of the ones that are out there or you want to stump us, call us now, 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134 or toll free at 866-798-8255. And let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello? Anybody there?
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Oh, hi, Ed.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
All right. This woman was inducted to the ABN Hall of Fame in January 2014 and again to XRCO Hall of Fame in April 2014. Who is she?
Tell us again what those Hall of Fames, because I thought I heard you...
ABN is the first one.
AVN.
AVN, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said avian. I thought she was like the most famous bird of all. But no, the AVN Hall of Fame, that would be Stormy Daniels, unless I missed.
AVN. Okay, Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels.
What's the real name?
Stephanie Clifford.
Yeah, what is it in between? There's one middle name.
She has a middle name now?
Yeah. Yeah, she always did.
Is it Anne? How about Stephanie Ann?
No, no.
How about Stephanie Jane?
No.
No,
Gregory,
we don't.
Gregory.
Oh, well, that was her original pre-married, her maiden name.
When she went to the trumpet to the hotel, what was the first thing she told him to do?
What was the first thing she told him to do in the hotel?
Well, in the...
you can listen just in the interview.
Yeah, in the interview, she tells him to drop his pants, hand over that magazine, and then drop your drawers.
No. I will tell you, because your show is great.
Oh, thanks.
Take your pants off.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're keeping up with the important news of the day, Eve.
No, I was going to say something. One else. You can watch that interview online, so please keep watching Minds Over Matter.
Okay, that's true. Yeah, I'm taping it at home for when I get home.
Yes. Okay.
All right, good. Let's go to another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is it me?
Yes, it's you. Speak up. Don't be shy.
All right. I just have a couple of quick answers. Is one of the capitals Abu Dhabi?
It is Abu Dhabi. Ah. Well done.
Very good.
And one of the names of the senators, this is my daughter's answer, is Warren.
Exactly right. Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts. And well done.
Okay, that's all we got. We're busy cooking dinner.
Okay, keep at it then.
Yeah. Well, Bernie Sanders would be another.
Bernie Sanders is another. Well done, Mark. Let me see if I can find him on the list. There he is. All right. And if you're just joining us, this is Minds Over Matter, our weekly quiz show here on KALW-FM. It's 91.7 on your FM radio dial and, of course, KALW.org. I'm Joshua Cosman, sitting in tonight for Dana Rodriguez, who is out and about in Addis Ababa collecting newspaper clippings so that he can put them in his scrapbook when he gets home. And in the meantime, I'm here with Mark Ryder and Daryl Garrison, answering your questions, taking questions, throwing questions all over the shop. It's kind of messy in here. Call in now and join in the fun, if you would. Meanwhile, let's go to Mark for a new question.
Okay, this is a question for you Seinfeld watchers. You may think that Massachusetts has this law, but actually Vermont is the only state that has this particular law. What is that law?
Can I answer?
Yeah,
Good Samaritan law.
Well, all states have a Good Samaritan law. And
what's a good enlighten me? What's a good Samaritan law?
But you're close.
Well, you're required to help somebody. That was the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, and that actually you're close enough, Daryl. It's actually the Bad Samaritan law, because all 49 states, if you help somebody. You are not liable. You're just doing the best you can. Vermont is the only state that has the Bad Samaritan law, which means that if you don't help, you are liable.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Really? They're coming for you, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
Remarkable. All right. Daryl, you look like you're...
Yeah, I'm ready.
You bring us another one.
All right. This began in 930 A.D. What is the oldest parliament in the world, beginning in 930 A.D.?
I believe that's in Iceland.
Yes, it's Iceland.
It's the Althing. Yeah.
Yes. Very good.
All right. That was an easy one. Give us another.
Oh, okay. Who was the only person to portray themselves on any version of Star Trek, TV series or movies?
That would have been Stephen Hawking.
Yes.
Oh, really? All right. Well, we're just knocking them out here. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. And we're not sure whether we got the question right. Is there a question about the first state, the state capitals?
No, I was looking for national capitals.
All right, well, we want to say Akron anyway.
Akron?
Yeah.
Akron's not the capital of Ohio, though.
that'll be a problem.
That would kind of gum up the works a little bit. Other
all
than
right.
that, I admire your style.
All kinds of difficulties. What about Quentin Tarantino?
More recent. Well, no, he got nominated for Best Director. No, but it is in the 2000s.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, how do you do? It's Chris Flynn, originally from St. Louis, but calling from Copenhagen.
Wow. Hello, nice. Chris. Thanks for calling in.
I appreciate that. Let's see. I think I have... the U.S. senators with common nouns as last names.
Yes.
I was thinking both Blake and Cotton have been in the news lately.
There's a double bell for you, my friend. Blake and Cotton are very much on the list. Thank you.
I don't remember exactly which. Blake is from Arizona, I think.
Blake is Arizona, and Cotton is Arkansas.
Oh, we're doing it alphabetically.
No, you just happened to get those two. Those were the, you know.
All right. Okay, and then I've got a question. Now, I think I heard it on the phone already, but from the periodic table,
since
I'm calling from Scandinavia, there are two elements named after two of the capitals in Scandinavia. So I was wondering if you could tell me which are those elements.
Yeah. You want to take this or... Oh, you're going to think about it. I'm going to jump in.
Go right ahead.
The two elements named after Scandinavian capitals are holmium, which is named for Stockholm, and hafnium, which is named for Copenhagen, where you're calling from.
Fantastic.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
I'll keep listening.
Thanks so much, Chris. Thanks for calling. All right. I have a list of famous historical battles here, because... that's just a thing. I'm going to give you the names of five famous battles in world history. I want you to tell me who was fighting on either side. You can give me the nation states or the peoples, or you can give me the leaders or both if you're really smart, and tell me who won. All right. One is Thermopylae.
Thermopylae.
Well, let me give you the list first. Thermopylae is number one. Number two is the Battle of Lepanto. Number three, the Battle of Culloden Moor. Number four, the Battle of Austerlitz. And number five, the Battle of Agincourt. So again, who fought on? Who were the two combatants in these battles, and who was the victor? One, Battle of Thermopylae. Number two, Battle of Lepanto. Number three, Battle of Culloden Moor. Number four, the Battle of Austerlitz. And number five, Battle of Agincourt. Go, Mark.
Okay, we'll start with the first one, which is Thermopylae, which was between Sparta and Persia, and Xerxes was the victor in that.
Well done.
The next was I think you had Lepanto.
Yeah.
That was between the Ottoman Empire and pretty much most of Europe.
Yeah.
And I guess you can probably say the Italians were the ones who won. Andrea Doria was one of the major victors of that.
Okay. Why don't you? I should have said. Why don't you take a couple and leave some for others? You want to take one, and then we'll leave a couple.
Well, I think the only other one I can do is Agincourt. Wouldn't that be England and France and Henry V?
Correct. And who won?
England.
Yes. All right.
St. Christmas Day.
Leaving out for callers, the Battle of Culloden Moor in 1746, and the Battle of Austerlitz. If you know the answers to those or any of the other questions that are floating around here, if you have questions that you'd like to toss our way, the number again to join us, 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening, everybody. It's Marky and Maddie.
How are you, man?
Hey. All right, capital, last alphabetically, is it Zagreb?
It is Zagreb. It's the only world capital that starts with a Z, so kind of by definition.
Yeah.
Well done.
Capital of Croatia. Oscar nominations, how about Steven Soderbergh?
Ooh,
close,
I like
but
that.
No cigar, John.
Urgh. All right, darn. Okay, anything else? I think that's it. We're done.
Okay.
Thursday, folks.
Good night.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Herb in Ashland, Oregon.
Hello, Herb.
How about some senators?
Go.
There's. Let's get Utah out of the way. There's Lee and Hatch.
Well done.
Okay. And Brown, Ohio. And King of Maine.
Correct.
Okay, those are all I can think of at the moment.
Well done.
Okay, I have a question. What city or town in the United States has a daily newspaper called The Epitaph?
The Epitaph.
The Daily Epitaph.
Is it? It's a daily paper. Wow.
I think it's daily. I'm not absolutely sure.
Wow. That I want to move there. I mean,
The name of the town has is a clue.
I was going to say, is it a mortuary kind of place?
It's not Deadwood, is it?
Yeah, that's a good guess. Not Deadwood, but it's.
But it's Tombstone. Right, it's Tombstone AZ.
That's correct.
Nice. Okay.
I was just there.
Okay. Well done.
That's all for me.
All right. Thanks so much.
Bye.
And let's see, whose turn is it? I think it's Mark. It's your turn to throw us another question.
Well, we know in California they have some restrictions on food and preparing food like foie gras. But actually, there are three countries, New Zealand, Switzerland, and Italy, that have a very interesting restriction on preparing a certain type of food. What is that restriction?
New Zealand, Switzerland, and Italy have a restriction on how to prepare a certain kind of food.
And it has something to do with humane treatment of animals.
Yes.
Is it the lobster?
It is lobster. You cannot boil live lobsters.
You've got to hit them on the head.
Really?
Really, yes.
You hit them on the head, you knock them out, then that makes it all okay?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, give us another one.
Okay, certainly. Well, here's one for you, Josh. I think.
All right, go ahead.
Catherine Harold, a very, very attractive actress, was associated romantically with Albert Brooks. She was married to Lawrence O'Donnell at MSNBC.
I remember her well.
But perhaps one of the strangest romantic pairings she ever had was in a film in 1982, where she shared a sex scene with what romantic partner?
So I've never seen this movie, but I know that 1982 was the movie that was the year that Yes, Giorgio came out.
That's correct.
That right?
It's Luciana Pavarotti.
Luciana Pavarotti. Okay. I didn't know she was in it. That's just an unsettling thought. All right. Well, thanks. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Joshua. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Always good to hear from you.
Thanks. Who's this?
Well, I don't have very much.
Is this Linda?
One little thing I had was Hatch, Orrin Hatch.
Well done.
But
somebody got it. Well, we'll give you a bell anyway because we're profligate with bells.
Would Collins, would that count?
I didn't put Collins on the list, although I thought about it. You mean like a Tom Collins as a drink?
I'm not sure it just sounds like a word, doesn't
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, here's another one. How about King?
King is good.
Okay.
Well done.
I just found out about him. I'm doing a little cheating.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for doing this.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Josh, there must be a Smith in there somewhere.
There is a Smith. I had never heard of him, but I'm sorry. Tina Smith. Tina Smith is the senator who was appointed to take Al Franken's seat. I did see that name, and I kind of went, oh, that's a new one on me. But, yeah, that's who she is. Daryl, go ahead. Why don't you take a turn?
What three men have won the Grammy for Album of the Year 3 times? What three men have won the Grammy for Album of the Year 3 times?
Not Michael Jackson?
Not Michael Jackson. And no woman has done it.
No kidding.
Would it... Paul McCartney?
No. I'll give you a little bit of a hint. Not even much that much of a hint, but 8 of the 9 answers are solo projects, and one of them is not a solo project.
These are men?
Men.
Tony Bennett?
No.
How about Sting?
No.
Frank Sinatra?
Yes, Frank Sinatra is one of them.
All right. Are the others more recent?
Yes.
How about... No, that wouldn't be... All right, we're going to think about this.
Would this include things... this is Album of the Year. So this is not like Country Music Album of the Year.
No, Grammy Album of the
Year.
Just
Album of the Year.
3 times? How do you do that?
I know, yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, let's think it over. And in the meantime, I'm going to throw out a question here. Let me see what I've got here. Let's see. Among the official languages of the EU, all of them are Indo-European except for 4. Which are the 4 that are not Indo-European languages?
Let's say Finnish.
Finnish for sure.
Hungarian?
Yes.
Estonian?
Yes.
It's got to be one of those Altaic languages. Which one have we missed here?
Mark, I'm sure, has been to every one of those countries a couple times.
Let's see.
No. All right. Time's running out. There are four English. There are four official languages in the EU that are not Indo-European. Mark got the Finno-Ugric ones, Finnish, Hungarian, and Estonian, but there's one more that is not Finno-Ugric and is not Indo-European. What is that fourth one? If you know the answer to that, give us a call, 415-841-4134 or 866-798-8255, and let's take a call right now. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Justin in San Francisco.
Justin, how are you?
I'm okay, thanks. I have more answers.
I thought you might. Go ahead.
Let's see. So, Battle of Austerlitz.
Yes.
I want to say France, Russia, and Austria.
Uh-huh.
And France won.
Yes. That's exactly right.
And did anybody say Booker?
No, that's a good answer, though. Cory Booker from New Jersey is for sure a common noun.
And for the languages, Latvian?
No, Latvian is, I think, Slavic. It's certainly Indo-European.
Okay, all right.
Well, all right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom, not in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Let's see. The senators, are you doing homonyms or?
No, we got enough. We got spelling. Enough with just pure, you know, spelling.
Okay, does somebody get Tester?
No, you're the first. Well done.
Yay. And I believe there's a Brown, isn't there?
There is. There's Sherrod Brown from Ohio. Sherrod somebody got Brown. That, but it's still a correct answer, and it's always bell-worthy around here.
Awesome.
What were you going to, just out of curiosity, what were you going to do for the homophones? Because that opens up.
Cruz.
Well done, yeah.
And Snow.
Yeah, she's actually not even in the Senate
not
anymore.
Not
anymore? No. She's been replaced by King, who's a legit, you know, dictionary entry. So
Yeah. Maybe
that's why she's not there anymore.
those main folks are, you know.
Yeah.
They want to be dictionary correct.
All right. You got a question
Battle
for us?
Battle of Culloden Moor.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I believe that's the Scots and the English.
Yeah.
The
I mean,
Highland Scots.
It's the, yeah, Jacobites, those. But that's in the right general direction. And who won?
The English.
They certainly did. All right. Well done. That flips that up.
Oh, and let's see. The Indo-European language for the EU, is that Roma?
It is not Roma. That's not an official language of any of the European nations. It's very much kind of on the periphery of things.
Right.
I don't actually know what it is genetically, that language. Do you?
I think it's from India originally.
Oh, interesting.
Because the Roma, I guess, originally came from like Rajasthan, that northern India.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect. The three men with the album of the year. How about Prince?
No.
No. Bruce Springsteen.
No.
These seem like good guesses.
Okay.
Very very well known men. And you want another hint?
Not yet. People will. Someone will call in and get it.
Okay. I guess two. That's enough.
All right.
I'll ask a couple of questions.
Yes, please do.
Well, related to Bruce, what famous film director directed his music video for Dancing in the Dark?
Oh, wait a minute.
Was that Martin Scorsese?
No.
Why don't you ask me what television and film star appeared in there as the young girl? I can answer that one.
I can give you that as well.
Yeah. Everybody. Mark is smirking at me. He says everybody knows that. So who directed it? Was it? I want to say like Brian De Palma.
Very good.
Is that right?
Nice.
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to give myself a bell.
Scorsese did direct a music video though, of
Bad.
Yeah, Bad. That's right.
Scorsese directed them?
He directed Bad.
Really?
He directed Bad, yeah.
For
Michael Jackson.
I'm so sorry.
And what famous director directed Madonna's Vogue video? An Oscar-nominated director, as opposed to Brian De Palma.
Vogue.
Guessing Coppola?
No, that's a good guess.
I don't know the answer.
Been nominated more recently than Coppola.
No. We're stuck.
He's famous for taking a million takes.
Oh, Kubrick.
No, but...
right? He took a million takes.
Kubrickian director, yeah.
I don't know who that would be.
Oh, Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah.
No.
We don't know.
David Fincher.
Oh, really?
Oh, very good. I like that.
Yeah. All right.
And I'll wonder you, since you mentioned Star Trek, can you tell me the only head of state who has appeared on Star Trek? On a Star Trek series, let's put it that way.
Go ahead. Was that Gorbachev?
No.
I like that idea, though.
It was Deep Space Nine that he appeared on.
Huh.
As an extra.
Oh. How about Berlusconi?
No.
You gotta admit that would be great.
That would be great, though.
All right. No, we don't know.
Mogul.
Tell us.
King Abdullah II of Jordan.
Oh, come on, really?
My next guess.
Yeah. He's a big fan of Star Trek.
That's great.
They actually, I think, have a whole Star Trek theme park in Jordan, don't they?
Oh, they may.
They do.
I'm not enough. Anyway.
All right.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for calling in. All right, so we're a little bit past the halfway point. We're going to reiterate any questions that are still out there and have not been answered. Mark, what have you got?
I think everything of mine is off the table right now.
Oh, no.
I can throw a few more on the table.
No. We're just kind of taking stock of the situation here.
Still waiting for the director, four actor, actress, supporting actor, supporting actress, all for the same movie. He did it 2 years in a row, not that long ago, pretty recent.
And the Grammy question.
And so what three men have won the Grammy for Album of the Year? Frank Sinatra's one, and the other two, very much music icons.
All right. And I'm looking for current U.S. senators whose last names are common uncapitalized nouns in the dictionary, or not nouns, forgive me, they're not all nouns, words in the dictionary. So far, people have picked off some of the easiest ones: Flake, Cotton, King, Warren, Smith, Tester, Booker, Brown, Hatch, Lee, and Sanders, but there's several more out there. Also wanted to know about the four official languages of the EU nations that are of the four, of let's take it from the top, Cosman. Of the official languages of the EU nations, there are four that are not Indo-European. Finnish, Hungarian, and Estonian are three. What is the fourth one? If you know the answers to any of those questions, now is a good time to speak up, because there's no glory in coming in after 8 o'clock. Let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hello. This is John and Rick from Bernal Heights.
Okay, gentlemen.
And our friend from Massachusetts just gave the Battle of Culloden.
We'll give you that.
However, I think, and most of my senators have been taken, but I'm wondering if Corker.
That is for sure correct. He's a corker of a legislator.
And then, you know, Cruz is a common noun in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, once we open up those floodgates...
Let's not open up the floodgates.
Yeah.
Rick has a take on the languages. Maltese.
Maltese is correct.
Very good.
Well done.
And that is a Semitic language.
That is correct. That's what I was going to ask.
I had a work colleague, who was of Maltese heritage, and he used to joke, we're the only Catholics who call God Allah.
Wow, that's great.
Because the Arabic word for God is Allah.
That's wonderful.
All right, very good. Take care, everyone.
All right, thanks.
Good night.
Thank you. And next call. You're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, this is Adelaide calling from Redwood Shores.
Hello, Adelaide.
And I just missed Catching Maltese, but I'll go for
give you
the
a
name
bell.
Of Grammy Award-winning musician. And I'm going to give a shot for Eric Clapton.
No,
oh,
good
I
guess,
like
but
that
no.
Guess.
No, sorry.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Good night.
Thank you. All right. Mark, why don't you give us another? I think it's to you, so why don't you give us a shot?
Oh, let's talk about large prehistoric mammals. The Megatherium was a large prehistoric mammal. It was actually taller than a giraffe, heavier than an elephant, could reach the top of trees, and actually is just a gigantic version of what current mammal?
Is this the rabbit, the giant rabbit?
You're close. Fans of Zootopia, actually, you're sort of on the right track, but think of the movie Zootopia, and you'll probably get it.
I didn't see that movie. So,
a fox?
Not a fox. Something you probably wouldn't expect.
I was already not expecting rabbit, but, you know, you shot that down.
Turtle.
No, it's a mammal. So, it's got
I'm just thinking of Zootopia and all the animals in there.
It's not a rabbit. Is it a... There's like... I mean, do we know where she lived, the Megatherium? Like, there was a gigantic beaver or badger. Beaver.
I'm getting sure. closer, yes. I can give you a big hint.
Sure.
Can I give you a big hint?
Is that sloth? Is that what you
it's
mean?
It's a sloth, yes.
A sloth? Oh, man.
A sloth the size of a giraffe.
A sloth the size of an elephant.
Yeah, see, you made that up.
I didn't make that
All
up.
All right.
That's a scary concept. I'm glad we drove them extinct. All right. Daryl?
Oh, sure. How about a Disneyland question?
Okay.
Okay, the ride is the Haunted Mansion. How many ghosts are in the Haunted Mansion?
All of them.
Mm. And numerically, that would be...
13?
No.
Don't know.
The actual, the narrator, as you're going on the ride, tells you how many there are.
Is it a number that has some significance? Or
a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
a
kind of a cool number.
Well, is it 42?
No.
Okay. Then it has no sort of eschatological...
Not the answer to the universe.
Yeah. All right. We don't know, because we don't go to Disneyland enough. I've only ever been once. Why don't you leave it at... Tell it again so that the listeners can know, and then...
The Haunted Mansion ride. How many ghosts are in the Haunted Mansion? The narrator, as you climb into your doom buggy, tells you.
All right. Okay. I've got if I put out an opera question, is that...
Mark Love
fire
opera.
Away.
All right.
Good luck.
All right. You know, some of these you'll get, and some of them we'll leave for listeners. I've got a list of six title characters from opera. I'm going to tell you their names, and I want you to tell me what opera they're from. These are the title characters from six well-known, reasonably well-known operas. I'll read them all out to you. One... Katrina Ismailova. Number two is Violetta. Number three, Octavian. Number four, Joan of Arc. Number five, Joe de Rocher. And number six, Minnie. So again, these are all title characters in reasonably well-known, frequently performed operas.
Okay, wait. Now, since I know Mark is going to get all of them, and I know like one. Can I do one?
Absolutely. Let me read them off again, just so we get them on the record here. Number one, Katrina Ismailova. Number two, Violetta. Number three, Octavian. Number four, Joan of Arc. Number five, Joe de Rocher. Number six, Minnie. Daryl, take the first swing.
Violetta La Traviata.
Well done. Exactly.
Okay, I'm
right.
done.
Mark?
I'll just take two and then
okay.
leave the rest. Octavia is the Rosenkavalier.
Right.
And I'll do, why don't I do Minnie?
Yes, who's Minnie?
That's La Fanciulla del West, or the Girl of the Golden West.
Right. Well done.
Very good.
All right, and we'll leave the other three out. If you know these, give us a call. Katrina Ismailova, Joan of Arc, Joe de Rocher are the title characters in what operas? And let's take a call. Oh, hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I have a question. Did you still have a non-Indo-European language standing out?
No, somebody got that, but we will give you a bell if you can come up with the correct answer.
Oh, Basque?
No, good guess, but Basque is actually not an official language of any of the European nations.
Of course, of course. Okay, thanks.
Okay. That's it. All right, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello? Don't be shy. Speak up. Hello? Caller?
Hello?
Yes. That's you.
Oh. Hi. Yeah, I have a couple guesses on the Grammy question.
Okay.
One of the guests would be Paul Simon.
Correct. He did Bridge Over Troubled Water. That was the duet. Then he did he had Graceland, and then...
Rhythm of the Saints?
No, the one from the...
There Goes Ryman Simon.
No, Still Crazy After All These Years. That was the other one.
Ah.
But it was three, was it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, because he said when he was receiving one of the awards, he congratulated a person who is my other guest, which is Stevie Wonder.
Exactly right. That's right. So at 75, he said, I'm glad Stevie Wonder didn't make an album this year.
Yeah.
Because Stevie Wonder the next year did Songs in the Key of Life and won his third Grammy.
I'll be darned.
Very good.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, nicely done.
That's all I got.
Take a victory lap, man.
right.
That's actually, those are all pretty far in the past. It's been a long time since anyone has really.
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, it's hard to even sell, make a platinum record anymore.
Yeah.
For anybody.
Yeah. And let's take another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Sparky Maddie again. With
Dude.
Thunder stolen from the previous caller.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
Give us a question.
I'll give you a question. Again, it has to do with the Grammys. Who won Album of the Year for what was basically a greatest hits package?
Was that the Eagles?
No.
No.
Can you give us a rough...
Was that... how about Unforgettable?
No.
Who was that?
Nat King Cole.
Oh.
And Natalie Cole.
Roughly when are we talking about, Sparky?
We're talking about the 1960s.
Barbara Streisand?
Nope.
Elvis?
Nope.
No, he never
Don't
won.
Forget, Elvis only won Grammys for gospel music.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's picture this. It's the 1960s. The war is raging in Vietnam. People are protesting in the streets, and someone wins a Grammy.
And rock and roll is still not recognized.
And what?
And rock and roll is still not recognized.
Oh. So it's like Bing Crosby or somebody.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I'll give it to you, folks.
Yep.
It's Frank Sinatra.
Oh.
A Man in His Music, which was basically reimaginings of his tunes to, you know, avoid copyright and all that neat stuff.
Huh. Okay,
and,
we should have thought of it.
Very good.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
All right, let's see. Mark, I think it's your turn for a question.
Okay, how about a botany question?
This is why I keep throwing in all the
politics. What is distinguished about all of them?
Okay.
Hyperion, Methuselah, and Pando.
Yeah, I know these.
Okay. Well, let me jump in with what I think is an educated guess. I think Methuselah is the old redwood tree up in Muir Woods. Isn't that right? Or somewhere in the...
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Methuselah, I take it back. Methuselah is a tortoise in the Galapagos who's been... No?
No, we're talking trees. No.
And
you're
mammals.
Right.
Or trees.
Yeah. So tortoises are not trees.
Okay, but the Hyperion is a tree.
Yes, it is.
That's right. That's a California redwood.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
And then...
What's the distinction of the Hyperion?
The tallest redwood.
Tallest tree in the world, yes.
Mm. Yeah. And so Methuselah, the oldest.
Yes. What is that tree? Also in California.
It's not a redwood.
Is that the pine?
It's the bristlecone pine.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
Actually, it's around Death Valley.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Pando, no. I don't know Pando.
Pando. Mm-mm. A plant. Uh-huh. We don't know.
Would Pando be, there's one that's like the largest in area, like a fungus?
Oh.
Well, you're close. Well, it is the largest living organism in the world.
It's that underground fungus that in Ohio, huh?
It's not a fungus.
But a
mushroom? Well,
it's actually a tree.
Oh.
And it's actually in the Rockies.
If you know the answer to this.
The highest living tree?
It's the largest living thing in the world.
It's a tree?
It's a tree, yes.
But there's more information that we don't have.
You just have to tell me what type of tree, yeah.
Oh.
How about an oak?
Not an oak.
I don't know.
Think Rockies, think yellow leaves.
It's a quaking aspen.
It is a quaking aspen.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Why?
I've not heard of
who that. Who ever heard of a large-scale quaking aspen? Do they develop big?
Well, actually, what happens is all the trees you see that come out of this one tree are actually all part of the same tree.
Hmm.
All the roots are interconnected.
Wow. Remarkable. Cool. All right. Well, thanks. Let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Steve in Vallejo.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. So there are 999 happy haunts in the haunted
house. Yes. But there's always room for one more. Very good. 999 haunts in the haunted mansion.
Oh, I didn't know what he was talking about.
Very good.
And then with the senators, I know there's a senator named Young.
That's right. Todd Young from Indiana. Well done.
And there's a senator named Blunt, which could be a noun or an adjective.
I guess. Well done.
And then there's a senator whose name isn't really another word, but it's a good setup for a joke, which is
Ron Johnson.
Duckworth.
Oh, sorry. Say what now? Oh, Tammy Duckworth. What's yes?
Where you say what's a Duckworth, and I say about $20. And then in the same vein as the Haunted Mansion, do you know what's so there's a character being replaced in the Pirates of the Caribbean right now. I'm wondering, they have the ride down right now. I wonder if you know what they're doing.
Yeah, so
they've already done it in Florida, and
it's the wench. You know, she's wearing a red dress, and they're changing her from being like auctioned off to being the auctioneer or something like that.
Yeah, so she's becoming Red the Pirate rather than the redhead.
Yeah.
Oh, I should hope so.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Show. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Steve.
No bell for that one, huh?
Oh, sorry. Yes. Yeah. There you go. I don't want to be stingy with the bells. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Lynn from Reno calling.
Oh, Lynn, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And yourself?
Good, thanks. What's up?
I have two opera questions.
Good.
Okay, what opera has the, actress Diana in it? And what opera has Anne True Love in it?
Well, Anne True Love is the lead soprano role in Stravinsky's opera The Rake's Progress.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
But Diana doesn't. Does that ring a bell with you, Mark?
No,
Diana.
It doesn't.
Is it the goddess Diana or?
Well, yes, it is.
I'm trying to think what opera Diana appears in. Can you give us a?
Is that one of those Richard Strauss operas?
No,
that's Danai. What language is it in? Let's say.
I'm pretty sure it's English.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's English.
Okay. And it's the goddess, and she shows up, and.
He shows up.
And does some hunting.
She looks real hot.
And does some hunting, and then sings.
She sings good.
Yeah, we don't know.
Should I just give it to you then?
Yeah, you better, because time is short, and we don't want to look this stupid on the air.
Orpheus in the Underground by Jacques Offenbach.
Orpheus in the Underworld by Offenbach. There you go.
That's so great.
Okay, of course.
I recommend it.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right. Let's go to another call and see if we can get some more in before the hour is up. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello? Oh, don't be discouraged. Speak up. No? Okay, let's go to the next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Of Matsensk.
Hold on a second, because I hear you saying some right things, but we didn't get the beginning of it. Go ahead.
Okay. Lady Macbeth of Matsensk.
That's right. That's Katrina Ismailova. Well done. Right.
Which is a play that has a very interesting political history.
Uh-huh.
I'd say. And I think I heard the Met's going to do it next year.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I may be wrong. But anyway, that's my answer for now.
Okay. Bye. Very good. Daryl, you got a quick question for us before we...
Oh, sure. Airport runways are numbered from 1 to what number? Airport runways are numbered from 1 to what number?
Why would they stop?
Now, Mark's traveled all over the world and beyond, so he'll... Now, that's right up your alley.
Well, gosh. I'm just thinking the largest airports in the world usually have somewhere between 6 and 8 runways.
Mm-hmm.
But there's probably a much higher number.
There's a logical answer.
Well, they can't go to 9 because it looks like 6.
No.
No?
No, they go above that.
Huh. Into 2 digits?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't go beyond... they don't go to 13 because that would be bad luck.
No.
They have runway 12A.
No.
No?
No? Oh, Mark, you'll like this one.
I have no idea.
Give up? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. 36 because of the degrees of a circle and how the runway is pointed. Yeah, 1 to 36.
Oh, be darned.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. And let's take another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Tom. Not in Oakland still. did you get the Pando tree?
We got some of it, but tell us more, because we didn't understand a lot of it.
I believe it was an aspen, right? Or
yes.
Copse of aspen?
Uh-huh. Do you know where it is?
Connected. I'm sorry?
Do you know where it is? Because we didn't know.
Oh, I believe it's in Colorado.
Well done. Okay, good.
But that's just a belief.
That's a fact.
That's right. It is in Colorado.
Oh, excellent. My belief has been justified.
When beliefs are wedded to truth, then we call them facts. What else?
That's it.
Okay.
Thanks. I'll ask one question. If you
good. Sure. We got a minute.
What was Robert Mitchum's last film?
What was Robert Mitchum's last film?
Cape Fear.
Nope.
No. How about The Friends of Eddie answer. Coyle?
No. Later. Give you a hint of
all right, we got it. They're yelling at me to close up shop here, so we got to cut this
next week.
Next week. All right. Very good. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
You got any questions that have not been answered? Do you want to?
No, I'm all clear.
I got one.
Up. Yeah, go ahead.
The guy who directed.
Oh,
back
yeah,
to back.
Who was that?
David O. Russell.
Uh huh.
Silver Linings Playback and American Hustle.
Oh, well done. Mm-hmm. And let's see, my opera characters. Do you want to tip?
Actually, why don't you take those? Because I actually
Joan of Arc
know.
Is the title character of Tchaikovsky's opera The Maid of Orleans. Joe de Roche is the title character in Dead Man Walking by Jake Heggie. Senators whose names are, I mean, real quick, Jones, Carper, Coons, Nelson, Peters, Wicker, Burr, Reed, Rounds, Warner. That's all for us tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. My guests tonight have been Mark Ryder, Daryl
Garrison,
thank you so much. I'm Joshua Cosman, sitting in for Danny Rodriguez, who will be back home from Santiago, Chile next week from his travels. And until then, have a good week, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. Good night.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet.